92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
It's a very tense year when it comes to politics. A lot of people are trying to avoid confrontation with others and keeping their opinions to themselves, which is certainly the safe way to go. Others aren't afraid to verbalize every thought that's on their mind, and every day brings them new stuff to talk about. Others have a passive approach, like John Oliveira, a disabled Navy veteran. He's a proud supporter of Donald Trump, and John got tired of people stealing his Trump campaign sign from his front lawn. He had to replace 7 of them since April. And he notified the police each time, but seriously, what are the police going to do about finding the thief of a little political lawn sign? So John took aggressive action and set up a tall, solar-powered, electrified fence around it. He said that he's defending his property and his right to free speech. Meanwhile, in Mason, Michigan, Barbara Bryam is the Democratic clerk of Ingram County, and she reported that someone put a toilet on their lawn with a giant sign that says, "Place mail-in ballots here." Oh my. The county voting managers were very concerned that people, I probably should add really stupid and uninformed people, will take that person's instructions seriously, and it is a felony to illegally take possession of an absentee voting ballot. Barbara maintains that mail-in voting is the safest way to vote during this pandemic.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.